Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new Masechta Matzat Mizbeya, begin the first parak, Be'ezer Shenolda, begin the Be'ez, begin the Amen Alf, begin the Tais of Damascus, begin with the words of the Mishnah, Be'ezer Shenolda B'Yamtiv, regarding an egg that's born, that's laid on Yamtiv, B'Shamem Teichel, B'Shamem says, you can eat it, B'Shamem Alei Teichel, B'Shamem says, you cannot eat it. Says Tais, I'm going to begin to say, Tais asks, take a second look, he says, wait a second, why are we saying Teichel and Loi Teichel? Am I Loi Teichel and Eistin Matin? Why don't we say as generally the terminology in all the B'Shas? That they say it's forbidden, or they say it's permitted. And the Chitim are beginning to say no, because the word forbidden sounds like it's forbidden forever, which is not the case. Only forbidden for Yomtiv. So it says Zena, that's not true. So Mila, come on, we say later on the Vav Menalv, a fresh shenil be Yomtiv. We say a chick that's laid on Yomtiv is also forbidden. And Biyomer, it's only for the day itself, and it says the word also. But moreover, the Mina, the Gemara tells later on the Vlam and Beis, Meisah Shemesh Benir, leftover oil in the lamp. Yuda Eiser, Yuda says forbidden since it's Mukta Ben Hashmash, it mukta the whole day. That's obviously only for the day itself when it's mukta. So why are we changing the terminology? So it says Rishon, what you could say is yeah, but on the Eastern Matin, had we said the words forbidden and permitted, the same I would say Shemash Matin Abayavis that we permit the egg, which is for what? I latalta, that's only to be able to move it. Bachila asura, but I would have thought to said that for eating it's going to be forbidden. And so do we say later on the Chavdal Menav Gabi Nachri Echad. There was a Gentile, Shavi Dogum of Namgleel, they brought fish on Namgleel. And he says, oh, Matar never permitted. But I don't want to accept permit. Well, Masa Gemur concludes, my Matar, what does he mean when he says permitted? Meant Latalpa, to move it. Machila Surim, but for that, he held it was forbidden. So you see that the word Matar could mean only for movement. And we want to tell you that no, Rishama that says permitted is even to eat it. But then, since they're going to say, wait a second, Beisel says, no, you can't eat it. So you tell me eating and permitted, which would sound like moving, are two different things. So it sounds like from that start to saying you can't eat it, sounds like I'm going to tell the show, but that you would be able to move it. I will come and I'll tell the show, but I'm going to tell the even to move it, the egg is forbidden. So Lachim Pirishri, Liberty explains, he says, no, the not good coalition, and the reason why we say this wording of teichel or loy teichel is because the stam pei lachil kam is very simple. Yeah, we would say awesome, but it's just generally an egg is used for eating. Therefore, we use that terminology. Or yes, from another person you could say is the nakal of Bisham Teichel. The reason why we said is because we wanted to say for Bishamai that you could eat it. Mishum Damash, because that eating sounds like obviously that it's including a chilab tilta, that you could eat it and you can move it. Because in a chilab like tilta, you're not eating without moving it first. Basil asks you a tilta, but you're right, Basil wouldn't say it's forbidden even to move it. Agam the Nakal Bisham Teichel, just because Bishamai says you could eat it, which we said we wanted to say that extra chiddush of eating, Nakti in the Teichel, so Basil says you can't eat it, but really would mean even you can't move it. Continue with the next place of the Masechta, it begins with the words of the Mishnah, Sar B'Kazayis, that for the leavening is the most stringent amount of that of an aleph, which really this machlik has no application over here, what we're discussing. We're discussing three halachas regarding yamtiv, the Beisil Lachomer, Bisham Lakula, which is not the trend, the Beisil is being more stringent, and Bisham is more lenient if we said these three halachas together. Continue with the next taste of the master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Uchla Ifrasu, that if the chicken was meant for eating purposes, then the egg is like Uchla de Ifras. What does that mean? It's Uchla and Ifrasu, it's like a food item that's being separated from a food item. It's like slicing a piece of bread off a loaf of bread. Because the egg that's being laid, Nifr the Himanatarigaz, is just being separated from the chicken. The Bayan, if he wants to, Shakal of Achel Kashabagabah, he could have slaughtered the chicken and eaten whatever's inside of it. So it's like just, it's part of what you could just slice off it. So why would the egg be forbidden if it was the Bayan that was made La Achila, if the Tanagaz was Miuchid for Achila? Continue with the next taste of Nasta, begin with the words of the Gemara, Dima Bisham Alisla Mukta. What do you mean? What's the difficulty? Maybe Bisham does not hold of Mukta, which says, Tim, it's a wonder. How could the Gemara have said such a thing? We have explicit Mishnah that says the Bishami is Lomukta, the Bishami holds a Mukta. The Tanakh is the Mishnah teaches later on the Pagina Manav. Layitl, a person should not go ahead and take the pigeons, the doves with his hands, to slaughter them on Yamta because they're Mukta. Unless you went and you shook them from before Yamta. So you see clearly that Bishami holds that. It would be a problem of mukta. How could you say Bishamai holds that there's no mukta? And that's what Bishamai you could say is the mukta of Balachayim Chametfei. That's not a raya because a living creature is more mukta or mukta b'yaser. Awesome with this Lemukta. Yeah, over there, regarding a living creature, that's who holds a Mukta. We find similar by Reb Shimon, although he's always the town that's quoted as he doesn't hold a Mukta. Islay, he holds his Digmor bringing Shabbat and the name and Avgab, but Gurdis, but Samaikim, regarding the dried figs and the raisins, this Katsoitve, that it's more Mukta, so too a living creature. So therefore, it's not a problem that Beshamik holds no Mukta, even though over there we see that they hold a Mukta. Same with the next, the Mukta, maybe he doesn't hold over here Mukta. Same with the next place, Master, begin with the Gemara, because I'll get item. You would think to say, that's what the Gemara assumed, that Philemon the Shari Mukta, that even the one that permits Mukta, but Benoit the Asr, I'm going to agree that Beish and Old is something that's new would be Asr. And the reason for that is because like Maxi Inchim by the Chazilai. Yeah, you'll say that someone doesn't set aside something that he sees, but something that just was created today, he didn't know about yesterday to have it even thought about it, so that would be a Uber Mukta. So that everyone would agree Nailit is also. But the problem is with him, it's a wonder because the Reb Shimon, the Sharbin Mikta that he says Mukta is permitted. Sharbin, he says, is permitted. He says, you can't go ahead and fuel an oven on Yom Tov with the broken pieces of a vessel. It's Nailit. Reb Shimon Mukta. Reb Shimon permits. Although it's something that wasn't around from before Yom Tov, because it wasn't broken before Yom Tov, and you use it for eating, and now it's only became fuel on Yom Tov. That's Nailit. So since Rishon Medikas is like them, it's not comparable because the high node, the hoch have a node fei. This node that we're discussing in our sugya that we hope everyone would agree is considered as a problem. It's more of a noilim, meaning shemetchilah ba'olim. Initially, it wasn't even here in the world. It wasn't even laid yet. Alhasam akliyah ba'olim. There, the vessel was in the world. Reaction is, but it just didn't break until today. But that's not as much as a noilim. Chemash manam evin. So it sounds like an evin of name and base. Maya be'eva miblabli. Water in the clouds is absorbed. Well, part of the Gemara asks, well, kashkin have a node b'asim. The Rishon should be known and be forbidden. Now, my part, what's the question? Maybe that statement is like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Matzah B'Noyah, he permits Nailid. So what's the Gemara's question? And the Bible says, obviously, I haven't time to create, the reason is like we explained. To keep it to Bali, since they're absorbed in the clouds, the water wasn't even here at all. It didn't exist. So Reb Shimon, why did the high Nailid Asr? And even Reb Shimon would agree that that Nailid is Asr. And that's what the Gemara was saying over here, that we assume that everyone who holds that Mukta is permitted, who holds Nailid is Asr. Next place, to begin with the words like my green mal shulchan at some aspect, and you could take off from the table the bones and the shells, which pressure coins Rashi explains. Although it's not fit for human consumption, but not for animal consumption, still there's no problem about mukta. So in here, that doesn't seem to be correct because the ikav sefer brings over there besar shalavun besar shaladashim, and so too the hears that are on these beans and these lentils nation rule machabema, because since they're fit for animal fodder, therefore you can move them. It sounds like the reason why it's permitted is because it is fit for machabema. But if it had no utility, then it wouldn't be permitted, even according to this opinion. So Captain Early, the difference says it appears to me that the reason why you can move these bones and these shells shem rule machabema because they're actually fit for animal food. For example, it's tumas rakim, tumat soft bones, with klibit apuchim, and tumat the shells of apples. But b'sol hell, given the life of the Michael Adam, life, since it's not fit for human consumption, that's why you can't move it. But even the one that says it's permitted, that a bishamai is because it is fit for animal food. Continue with the next time, beginning with the words of the Gemara, but b'sol say, b'sol is tab manar. No, you could only move the table and then shake it off. Shai says, it's a wonder. Although he bosses lava aser. You're right, it's not the mukta item itself, but it's a base for what's forbidden for the mukta items. The Holy Shachach, he didn't forget over there. He deliberately placed over there the shells and the bones, so why could you move the table? So since Bishlam, what you could say is the Lepesh Rebin Tam Nich, according to Rebin Tam's interpretation, it makes sense. Because the Parsh Mesach Chavez, he explains, Mesach Chavez, Leb Basel, Dabo Asr, something does not become a base for something forbidden, El Kshidai Tila Nichol Shem Kol Yom, only intends to leave it there all day. Here, that wasn't his intention. He wants to throw it in the garbage in a half hour when he finishes eating. Or Yidami, additionally, you could take even out of the Sham Oichel, since there was also food items on the table, not only the shells, Havali Basel, Dabo Asr, Dabo Mutter, Bashari. If it's a base for something that's forbidden and that's permitted, and that's permitted, Kin Mukha Pagnitla is obvious from the Gemara there in Shabbos of Kavim Beis Amid Aleph. But a third reasoning is the Ein Zemanich Bekavani. You're not really deliberately putting it over there. You don't really care where the shells or the bones fall. It just happens to be falling on the table. And therefore, that doesn't make it a deliberate placement, and therefore, that wouldn't make the table into a bus, and never get allowed to move the table. Can you with the next place in the Master begin with the words of the Gemara? Did not learn the Mishnah. Mechatzna said, Luin, Lefnebehem, you could cut the gourds, these pumpkins in front of the animals. Be'as, Bechulu, and the other Allah of the in front of the dogs. Which places in turn, begin to say, Hey, Chedami. How are these halachas similar? Ibit luyin, if it's a gourd, which was attached to the ground by twilight, then most definitely Reb Shimon would agree that even though he doesn't hold the problem about mukta, but of course he wouldn't be able to use these gourds, because we have a different halacha, which Gemara says later on the next daf, of a concern that if we let you take something that was detached on Shabbos, you might come to tear it off on Shabbos itself, which is a deraisa of kaitzer. And if you told me I was detached from every Shabbos, what's the chiddush that you're allowed to cut it up? So the Rishonim you could say is the ma'ibat lushin. Yeah, but told me where it was detached. But look at the chasa, you would think that would be forbidden. The mashbul oichem because he's making it into a food item. Lefishin kashin because they're hard. But chaytech menachah chaysim whatever cuts that makes it softer. And you think that oh you're making something. That's the chiddush that Nochem allowed you to prepare it where since it's fit for animals on Shabbos. That's not a problem. The next text masters that begin with the words of Mavis and the Veil of Chulu. And so too, the other halacha of this Mishnah says, and you can cut up the dead animal carcass for the dogs. Which basically says, on the Tichel of Farish and the Snabel of Shabbos, we have to say that it obviously became an Veil on Shabbos, because if not, then what would be the Raya from over here that the Mishnah, the anonymous Mishnah is like a Shimon? It's obviously the Chiddush is that we don't say, even though it's not meant for dogs on Benesh Mashes, but it, since it is right now, we see like a Shimon that's still going to be Mutter, and it's not considered as a problem about Mukta. But still, we have these two halachas cutting up the gourds and cutting the vela near each other in the same Mishnah, because the avak of the bedluin lavetam mishnah mukta, although the bedluin, the reason is not because of mukta, because it actually was detached from yesterday, like we said in the previous tesis, and therefore it's not coming in the vela like the vela, which the problem is for mukta. So the difficulty is why are these two halachas together? So it says the reason is very simple because the terminology of cutting are both by them and that's the common denominator. Therefore, they sit together, although they are for different halachic reasonings.